Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon, and buenos dias, and welcome to the Daily News Flash on the Sean Atwood channel with me, Ron Swanson, and the wonderful Queenie. We may have
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, we may have some other people joining us. We just have to wait and see. Ron's eye is off on one today, so we can all just make fun of that. And we're going to go through some of the headlines, but what is going on with walkie-talkies and pagers, guys? There's a good possibility that Shane's going to come and join us and take us through some of it. If not, I've got stuff up on the screen here. But, I mean, first of all, Queenie, how are you? Like, before we get into the horrors of the world, how are you? What's been happening? Fill us in.
I'm well. I'm not going to complain about anything. It's just little drama with the youngest and his school bag and phone. But apart from that, all is well.
Yeah. Nightmare. It's always fun when one of the children loses expensive items, or you know.
Let me share this with you, Ron. I literally, as you talk about children, my eldest, yeah, he went for an interview. Actually, last week he had like 3 or 4 interviews. One of the job, he thought he was really going to get it. So he was home and he's like, oh, I did well, blah, 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 blah. On Monday, he showed me his phone. And I was laughing so hard, I couldn't believe what I was reading.
Okay.
They told him that, oh, you're really qualified for the job. Everything's okay, but you're too tall.
Wait, what?
He's too tall.
Was he applying to be a jockey?
No.
Was he applying was he applying to be in the SAS?
The most
deadliest members of the SAS are all 5'2". I'm just saying.
It was a barista job. It's very close to home and everything. And he thought that he really got the job because they were like, oh, yeah, and because he's got experience and whatever.
Yeah.
They told him that he's too tall. It's literally there. It says 6'6" or 6'7".
That seems iffy to me. I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't know if you're allowed to do that. Are you allowed to do that? I don't think you're allowed to do that.
I said to him, I think that's discrimination. Like,
I don't know if you're allowed to do that. I mean, don't get me wrong. Unless it states on the application, for this job, you must be under this height, and it states clearly why. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to be working in a tunnel that's 6 foot tall, probably best to have people that are about 5'2" working in it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That makes sense. But what was the job? Yeah. That sounds odd. Anyone in the side chat who knows whether or not
it's a barista. It's a barista in a little. What? Yes. So. Ron, I can't believe what I read. I was like, oh my God.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go take a nap and try and wake up in the 90s. I think that's what I'm going to try and do. Because what?
Let me tell you, I personally think...
Vertical discrimination.
I think it's because my son is quite chunky and he's very tall and he's a black guy. So I think they probably want to say, oh, he looks intimidating.
What you're saying is in a room on a piece of paper was the words black, chunky and tall. And they've went, right, we need to pick one of these as the reason we're not giving him the job. And tall just seems like the safest option. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, 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 yes.
Well, I'm just saying, right? I'm amazed. In fact, I really feel like we need to turn that into like a meme item. Do you know what I'm saying? If you're above this height, you cannot work here. Costa Coffee and just like a little fuzzy bear that's like 5'5". You ever heard of such a thing, Shane, as someone being turned away? You've been told they didn't get the job as a barista because they're too tall.
And I said to him, you need to put this out there, let people see what they said to you. This is horrible.
I don't know if they're allowed to do that. I mean, a barista. I was a barista years and years ago, and it's not like we're a routinely short class of people. We're quite a big group of people.
Do you know why they do that with baristas?
No.
Because they don't want customers looking up to the staff that are helping them. I've heard about that with waitresses and waiters and restaurants as well. And some of your fancier restaurants, they don't want the help being looked up to by the customers and the patrons.
It's pretty fucking short if I'm sat at a table and I'm not to look up to you. Do you know what I'm saying?
But he worked as a barista for like almost 4 years prior.
Maybe he was working on a slightly slanted hill, though, where he looked shorter to the customers. Do you know what I mean?
No, he was working at the train station at Costa. Oh, God.
That's wild. But Shane, that's an interesting one. So if you're 6'6" and your customer's 5'4" and they're at the counter together, them having to look up, from a counter service point of view, it does make sense in like a really messed up world kind of mindset.
Yeah, and that's what I meant. I didn't mean so much at the table where they're serving you, but
I was busting your chops. I know you
mean. Yeah, that's what they said to him. I read it and I'm like, I said to him, are you joking? Is this email real? And he's like, yeah.
Damn.
It's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's, like I say, well, hey, listen, if you want to have a career in coffee, stay short. I think that's the moral of the story.
I think it's a combination of him being really tall and he's chunky and he's a black dude, but a very handsome one, you know. But yeah,
damn.
In the military, a lot of positions do have a height regulation. You can't be too tall in the military because of fitting and equipment. Police officers.
Yeah,
too,
but it's stated know. That they that wasn't in the yeah that wasn't a part of the
yeah exactly when
they took guidelines out, for that
yeah
we said
that at the start, Shane, like a lot of jobs do have that declaration as people are applying, you know if certain height regulations, and again for equipment, exactly like you said. So, but it's just random, man. Too tall.
Yeah.
2024, people, you heard it here first. Right, Shane.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about walkie-talkies, man. Right?
Isn't that crazy?
Dude, like, am I right in saying that Izzy have taken responsibility for this? Like, the actual country are like, yep, it was us. We did it.
I haven't read anything new other than what I sent you, but yeah, I think they've supposedly got a hold of some discontinued walkie-talkies that were made by the Japanese, and they were distributed by an unknown source that was not of a confirmed equipment supplier. But because things are such hard demand right now, they were using them. And then all of a sudden, they were detonated just like the pagers were. And I think they had 12 fatalities and then multiple injuries from that one on top of everything. That one looks more like the picture we looked at yesterday. That was more of an explosion as per a burning battery type thing. You know what I mean? That you would expect from that.
100%.
Yeah. That was crazy, man. It just makes you wonder what else can they think of with the little bits of technology we've got, you know,
this sums up exactly why like all of these ideas, like microchips in your head and like a passport chip in your hand, great ideas. It's just the people who would be putting them in you would do shit like this.
Right.
Okay. Like, just to be on the safe side, let's also put a tiny hand grenade inside your brain with the brain chip. Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem here. So,
just makes you wonder what's been pre-planted by some of your certain cell phone manufacturers of certain origins that may already be in cell phones.
Yeah, well, listen, I know I've got...
I know that's out there, but it's very possible, you know?
Yeah, I've got two little chopsticks now, and I just touch my phone from a distance now, just in case. Do you know what I'm saying?
I just put mine on the dresser and start talking to Siri and let her do her thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, well, let's have to redo this. At least 25 people are dead and over 600 injured after handheld radios used by militant group Hasbi detonated late on Wednesday afternoon. The explosions took place across the country's south and in the southern suburbs of the capital, Beirut. In at least one of the blasts happened near a funeral organized by Iran-backed Hezi. For those killed the previous day when thousands of pagers used by the group exploded across the country. There are now fears about other electronic devices. Give us your suggestions in the side chat, what you think will be the next item to go, toasters, cook kettles, what do you think it's going to be? Lebanon's health ministry, in its latest update on Thursday, said 25 were killed and over 600 wounded on Wednesday's fresh blast. It came as Israel bombed southern Lebanon and it had thwarted an Iranian assassination job. Can we just talk about the fact that Hazi was using these bloody pagers because they were told mobile phones were too risky and dangerous, and then the equipment that they replaced the dangerous phones with are tiny bombs? Like, there is an irony to that. Israel has said its warplane struck villages in the southern Lebanon overnight, and a security source for HB Al-Manar TV reported airstrikes near the border resumed on Thursday just after midday. While HB said it had targeted military positions in northern Israel without specifying what weapons it used, Israeli hospitals reported that they treated at least 8 patients injured in the attacks. Many of the wounds in Wednesday's pager blast were to the stomach and hands. Of course, they would be. And a source told local media, while one HB official said the episode was the biggest security breach in his group's history, Lebanon's state-run national news agency also reported several explosions of old pager devices elsewhere in Beirut, southern Lebanon, and eastern city of Baalbek, which took place during several funeral processions for HB members. Israel, who were blamed for the HB attack at Tuesday blacks, they've not yet commented. Right, okay, that's fine. It must have been the airstrikes they were talking about earlier on in the headline.
I'm just curious, though. I mean, if they did this in response to the pager incident, how did they have time to get them into the hands of all these people?
No, this was all preordained. So the pagers, the walkie-talkies, everything was put into plan at the same time. So
okay, when you read above, it said they did it in response to the pager blast. So it's like, it sounded like
listen, this is all planned thing for us to go to war. This is the same person who says, oh, I'm having this problem. They are the ones doing these things to start something.
Yeah, they're doing a good job of it.
Yeah, we just need to be mindful of these games they've been playing all these years, and or men and women who just went away like that. They didn't even start living their lives.
Do you know,
I know quite a few people.
Yeah. There's something going on. Hang on a second, everybody. I need to paste something together.
And good morning, Queenie. I didn't even say hi to you when I came in here. I just kind of started talking. So good morning, my love. How are you?
No, that's okay. That's okay, Shane. Aloha.
Aloha. And Sir Ronald, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you too.
Or good day, I guess I should say to you guys.
There's something to do with Spain and a guy that's been arrested and something. And I know that doesn't make sense, but I've been sent a couple of things by people that were in Spain. Mm-hmm. This guy, but he's a whistleblower or something. But we'll get to that. That's another... So what do you guys think of this? We're talking about the alleged pre-planned attack of one nation on a terrorist group, effectively, as they're seen by many countries, having tiny explosives put inside devices for like a Hail Mary attack. I mean, it just seems, it seems like the plot of a really goofy movie, but it's reality.
Yeah, it does.
Like, it really does. Like, hidden explosives and walkie-talkies and pagers. Like, that is the worst movie plot in the history of the world.
Got some James Bond stuff going on.
No, it's not.
It's crazy. And I don't know, Queenie, I don't know if you guys were watching the show yesterday. We showed the difference between a lithium battery coming into contact with oxygen and burning up.
Oh yeah, I watched it afterward. I saw that. But that's standard stuff. We all know that if it was just the battery, it wouldn't go like that. Because it's like when you overcharge your phone and you see the battery like rise. So we've got an understanding how a battery works.
I don't
there has to be something else. There has to be something else.
Your logic, but I you know, you're not wrong. Arkman, big shout out to you, mate. Good to see you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I'm explaining it wrong, but yeah, I did watch the show afterwards, yes.
Yeah. And like I say, it's just insane. This whole thing is insane. In fact, if there was ever something that was, if somebody was told you this, you would just say that they were a conspiracy nut. But we've all just seen it happen. Do you know what I mean? It right. feels like a conspiracy story from like the 60s that you would hear about, that, you know, everybody laughs about. But I mean, this is a real thing that is happening. This is alleged. One country hiding explosives in communication devices that are going to be used by their enemy. And that is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. And well, yeah, I mean, that's one way of putting it, easy fire. Do you know what I mean? It's just crazy.
Truthfully, I'm like in this place now where nothing surprised me anymore. I think since 9/11,
yeah,
and I think 9/11 right up till 2007, there is nothing that happened that's strange to me anymore. There are so many, nothing.
There was definitely a shift. Definitely a shift. For sure.
The thing with bombing people like that too, you can make a bomb out of anything. I mean, you can't stop selling certain items because a bomb can be made of literally anything. That's ignitable. You know, anything that can be triggered by explosive or cell phone or anything like that. I mean, it's just put them in mailboxes and cell phones and pagers. I mean, it's anything you can make that will ignite will kill somebody, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So.
Well, these people are putting stuff in the atmosphere. So.
Oh yeah! Listen. You want to? We can do a whole show on chemtrails and, you know, borium or whatever the hell it is, and all the craziness that's going on there.
Nothing surprised me.
No.
I know that people love money and they want to stay rich, but
yes, please.
Getting all these money, and what? I don't know. I'm these people who start these wars because of the weapons they can sell and what they can. And what are they doing with all this money? I don't know.
They probably seen that Nicolas Cage film, Lord of War, and thought that looks really cool. No,
I haven't. I'm not a movie person, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, you're right. When it comes to the true evil, right? When you've got one individual funding both sides of a war, for example, you know,
you've got
one guy arming, you know, two warring factions in Africa, and one of them gets heavily armed to go and massacre the people over the hill. It's It's a horrible, horrible world, Queenie.
It's like the Dana White of war.
but right, bad news sells. That's the problem, right? There was a story about gun crime being at an all-time low in one of the states in America. Record lows in gun crime, but coverage of gun crime on the news went up 1,400%. So it gave this false impression of crime rates, if that makes sense. And it just comes to, I seem to remember when I was like 7 or 8 and the news was on, I feel like I always used to try and end on a happy note. You know what I mean? I feel like there was this, and to end with, here's a happy story about a cat or some shit. Do you know what I mean? But now it's a bit of a mad one, but I think they
want to keep us in a state of hysteria constantly that breaks our mind down and drain our energy, you know?
If you've got a nation who are terrified or who are in fear, they're easier to control because they want to stay inside and they want to be fed information to be told what their opinions are. And keeping people indoors, terrified, but consuming is the goal. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's
crazy world.
It really is. It really, really is. Now, do you remember this? Do you remember this goddamn submarine that went down? The Titan.
Yeah.
U.S. Coast Guard mm-hmm. have released footage showing the wreckage of the Titan submersible, which imploded, killing all 5 inside on the seafloor. I've not seen mm-hmm. any of the footage. But that was, again, that would have been, you know, I think everyone put a new worst way to die on their list of worst ways to die that day. Like, in a tiny metal tube, knowing there's no escape.
Do you think another way as well that these people they need to get rid of them so they could take their wealth?
Yeah, probably. But at the same time, if I had £1 jillion, right, I ain't getting mm-hmm. in a tube. I ain't getting in a tube and submersing myself in the sea. All right.
There's another way to look at it. Wonder if they've got your family somewhere and say that, listen, and that's you sacrificing for your family.
As soon as you suspect anyone is coming for you, you just eat your whole family and then be like that. What are you gonna do now? What are you gonna do now? Eat them. Come for me, bro. You play them at their own games. They're gonna die anyway. Just eat them. Eat them. Do you know what I'm saying? That no one is messing with a guy who eats his entire family. All right. I'm just putting it out there. It might be a bit far. I understand that. But to think of what could happen, at least you could do it peacefully. Oh, good night. Who knows what's happened?
That's funny, Ron.
Don't mess with Ron, man. Don't be threatening me or mine, because I'll do some mad shit. Taking it a bit far. But you see what I'm saying? And like, I get what you're saying, because that is a very possible scenario where you are told to end yourself incredibly publicly for the sake of your loved ones. And I'm not being funny, but when we're talking about, right, when we say wealthy people, we're not talking about rich, right? We're not even talking about wealthy money, right? We're talking about
like, generational wealth.
Not even generational wealth, because some of the money now that's new money is crazy, right? From, for example, like tech and microchip development is wild. But we're talking like you can go and lose 50 million and be like, huh, oh, well, that was a fun day out. Do you know what I'm saying? No worries. No worries. Do you know what I'm saying? A bit mad on the penny slots down Blackpool Beach. Okay. 50 mil gone. No problems. So it is very possible that a lot of these things. I mean, then we had the yacht scenario as well.
And there wasn't just one. I think there was like 2 or 3 of that.
Well, I think it's very interesting that the first thing mm-hmm. that happened was divers went down and cut a massive hole in the side of the boat. Now, if somebody had put an explosion or an explosive somewhere that blew a small hole in the boat, right? And then mm-hmm. someone goes down and cuts a big hole around it. I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody, right? Right? But I'm just saying that's super fishy. Super duper fishy. But let's have a little footage again, because it looks so grim. Also, the ocean kind of scary.
Why didn't they bring it up? Why did they cut it down there?
Well, because why would you do anything in a way that makes sense in 2024? You do everything in the most suspicious way.
This is exactly this is what I'm saying. These people do things defies.
Draw
all the attention we can.
Yeah, you just put like 15 weather balloons, right, with like helium things that make them inflate under the sea, and it'll pull it up. No, I mean, you know, big balloons are the way to get things to the surface, and air. Air ain't that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm not, like, the ocean creeps me out, man. Like, the fact that effectively, if you just kept going in that direction, you would just go all the way around the world. That shouldn't be allowed to happen. Like, that's too vast. That's too vast for me. I don't like it. What's over there? Do you know what's over there? I don't know what's over there. I mean, look, that's about 8 feet of visibility past here. Nah.
Imagine wondering what's behind you at that point.
Yeah, nah, mate. Nah. Not for me at all. Like, if I'm in like a shallow place where the sunlight illuminates everything, I'm okay with it, right? But this shit, like, what the fuck is that? Is that a fish? Is that a jellyfish? Is that a plant? What is that? I don't know what that is. Nah,
mate. Octopus.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not being funny. I would have the same. You know how they're under the water with a little window they take turns in, but the rest of the time they're looking on a screen at the cameras? I'll just stay on the boat up there and send a drone down. You know what I'm saying? I'll have a good a time going with my virtual reality headset on with my little drone. Banger.
You'd like, banger! It's Aquaman.
Oh, like, I don't need to go down. I don't need that. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I'm like Mickey, shoot me into the sky. I want to fly.
Yeah, I'm more like, you want to go to Everest Base Camp? Sound. Let's fly the whole way. All right. Let's get, and I don't mean in a little helicopter. I mean one of those two propellered military bad boys that look like a gust of wind ain't going to blow it around. But you're going to have to knock me out to get me on the helicopter. So sedate me, helicopter, fly, land at base camp, wake me up. Then repeat to take me home.
It just gives me an eerie feeling that Ocean Gate subcraft there had a body in it at one point in time. It's crushed all to hell.
Oh, listen, do you think that's maybe why they left it so long to go down?
I don't know. I think that is the one that those guys died in, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay. Damn. Oh, God. What is going on?
Crazy.
Burning Portugal. What is going on?
The world is burning, Ron.
Yep. Like, I'm not being funny. Like, if we have, like, I've got smoke alarms in my kitchen and in my hallway. Start putting smoke alarms up in the woods, in your streets, whatever it takes, mate. Did you not see what happened to Australia?
Like, but when you look up and see a big black cloud 8 miles high, that should be enough of an alarm to say, hey, something's on fire.
I'm just saying, right? Maybe. Some, like, you know how there's like a security guard that walks around Walmart at night? We just need some of them in the woods, mate. Do you know what I'm saying? That's all we need. A couple of guys whose job it is to just walk about. Do you know what I'm saying? The homeless, right? Right. Mm-hmm. Wait a second. Are we fixing the world right now? Okay. So we recruit the homeless to become guardians of the forest. Okay. And we give them all they need. Get them like nice little houses and shiznes. Out they go, little house, bit of purpose, defending the nature. I'm telling you, there's an idea here. It maybe needs reworded so that it doesn't sound horrendous, but there's an idea there.
Most of these things are created by man. We need to be real, and these are not natural stuff that are like just happening like that. These people have an agenda that they're trying to make sure we take on board that, oh, this is what is happening because of such craziness that they want to say.
Okay, listen, you know, do you know what's crazy? Do you know what's crazy, Queenie? And I used to think that as well. Do you know there's breeds of trees, right?
That yeah.
The tree has to be set on fire in order for its seeds to come out, right? And if the forest didn't burn, these trees would never regrow. And that is a natural occurrence in nature. Why? That is up there with the ball sack for terrible design, okay? Because in order for that tree to live on, everything needs to burn around it. And it's part of nature. And there is a certain level of fires that occur naturally through excessive drought and just things happening. But a lot of it is bits of glass that are left and sun refracting through glass and things like that.
Do you want to talk about something crazy? When my dad grew up, it was deep in the country, and there's a lot of marshland, tidal wetlands and that kind of thing. And every year they have controlled burns. So imagine taking a ride into the country where there's nothing on both sides of you but water and marshland, old trees. And then when they light it on fire, the only thing not burning is the road. I mean, I've got pictures of this from that's actually on Google. You can look it up, but it's wild. Because, and they do that, too, because of the muskrats and the nutria, which are big rodents, essentially, that they hunt for their furs and for food and whatever. And they do that to keep the access to their little huts. So they don't get overgrown. But
I'm with you. Do you know what? That would be awesome to see. Like, I'll be honest with you. If I knew that people had been doing it for generations and everything's okay, I'd be all right with it. But did you see?
Oh, it's wild, though. But when you're driving in it, it's scary as hell.
That's what I was about to say. Do you remember?
Was it LA fires? Was it LA?
Oh, I mean, yeah, a lot of those fires, you see pictures all over the place of them driving. I mean,
yeah, here we go, man.
Crazy stuff.
I'm not being funny, right?
Yeah, that's nuts.
I'm not being funny, right? But I'm making some serious life choices as I'm driving down this road, okay? Like, I am making life-altering decisions about my future at this point. Because what?
That's nuts.
That is bonkers.
And I think most of those fire were started to these people, they know how to keep us in a state of panic, of fear, hysteria. There's something sinister about all these things. Yeah.
That is some Mordor shit right there. That's what that is.
Yeah, that's some crazy stuff.
Thank God for tarmac. That's all I'm saying. Crazy. But I mean, it really does just show you.
Out to the on.
Oh,
I hate we're experiencing.
Sorry, now we're on.
I sent you a picture on.
All right.
I don't know how to send it on here, so.
Sorry, I got it. All right, 1930s and now. All right. It looks like color has been. I mean, what am I looking at?
The only thing has changed. There's just more building. The land mask, the land outline. Exactly. There's no bloody climate change. Just more building, people, more people. That's it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Oh yeah, I'm with you. This is quite cool. This statue, I could like the thought of standing up here terrifies me. Like this is just makes me want to vomit. This level of being up high, but the thought of like standing on top of this, like if I was to wake up on top of this, that would be me. That's where I'd die. I mean, I would. That would be me. I'd just lay there and just wait for the end.
You wouldn't try rolling down the hill?
Rolling down. No, I'm not talking about the top of the hill. I'm talking about the top of his head. Just to be clear.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'd walk down the stairs with banisters, mate. Would I try and roll down it? Would I try and roll down it? Look at the trajectory of that hill for a start, right? You're going to come off this ledge at about 40 miles an hour. brilliant. Where's Queenie? She couldn't be bothered with the stairs. She's just throwing herself off. She's just throwing herself off the Jesus step.
Oh, yes. Oh God! Ron, just start rolling down.
I sent you about 8 pictures of the area I was talking about on fire.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is a controlled burn, you're saying, Shane?
Yeah, this is basically the marshland, and it was probably about 12 to 16 miles that once you came out of the city that we were in was nothing but countryside.
Yeah.
So the whole time it's just nothing but this road until you get all the way down to where their little town is, and it was like 30 miles from where I lived.
Do you know what this is? What? The nature. Do you know what this is? The nature equivalent of, right? Has anyone ever had a really fluffy pair of socks that they've taken a lighter to?
Yeah, right.
Right. It kind of goes and burns all the stuff.
No, this, Ron.
This is next level satisfying stuff for me. Like if every year I knew we were going to go and burn a field like this, that would be the best day of the year for me because that.
Oh my.
But I mean, look, Queenie, it's just the short grass. It's, you know, it's not like it's not going to spread anywhere. And you're allowed to do it. It's like when people say, hey, go and buy tiny explosives on sticks and let them off out in public once a year. I'm all for it. Okay. So if once a year we can burn a field, I'm all for that shit, man. I mean,
I'm not for them stuff. I'm not, no.
Not so much that. Like the field mice. The field mice, this is the purge for them. Tiny critters hate this. But yeah, I mean, I can get it. I mean, I can understand it, especially when you see like the next image here of how over.
Well, the neat thing is there's water all in between it too. Keep in mind it's on marshland. So everything
is wet. If anything, it's a challenge to set anything on fire, really, to make it spread. I mean,
cuts the high stuff down for the little critters to get around and everything and make their huts. And then that way, when it grows back, it's protection in the winter, but they burn it in the summertime.
Yeah, I'll be honest. This one's a little more scary. I'm not going to lie. This one,
right, like, so that's when it gets mom, bad.
Mom, it's got out of control, Mom.
Yeah, drive through that mess. I used to hate it because, I mean, it would those weeds come right to the road and you're busting your ass to get through it.
I can just imagine the heat that's coming off that. Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's hot. they even post signs to tell you to keep your windows up while riding through. I'm like, no doubt. Yeah, go figure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I say, there's something epic about nature and all of the elements. I mean, look at this heat wave here.
Yeah,
that is fun. Just crazy. Turning the atmosphere into liquid. It looks like you're looking through a pond. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, it's straight and nothing
it's
but a heat
crazy,
wave.
Crazy man, it's crazy. But yeah, anyway, we're talking about all kinds of stuff today. But the next thing we're going to talk about is the Mirror got a statement from the young man who was at the center of sending Hugh Edwards. Is images, shall we say. We're going to learn a little bit about that and hear his statement and hope that we don't get copyright struck. So let's have a listen.
We need to move on to the main story of the day because we've completely stuffed this one up. And after the disgraced BBC presenter Hugh Edwards was given a suspended sentence yesterday for receiving, opening and request.
Also, is it not a bit odd that everyone's saying disgraced BBC man? You mean registered sex offender, right?
Listen, these people, they know how to use their words. You know, when they want to change up something, they start putting on your head so you can get used to it. Yep. It's all a mind game with them.
Yeah, like vaccines work. Anyway, let's carry on. Oh god damn it, I had to pause it. I've broken everything.
We need to move on to the main story of the day because we've completely stuffed this one up. And after the disgraced BBC presenter Hugh Edwards was given a suspended sentence yesterday for receiving, opening and requesting more child abuse images and child rape images, one of his victims has spoken out. Now, this is not someone who was in those particular images that were in the court case. This is the young man whose mother first blew the whistle on Edwards when she went to the BBC and said he was paying her teenage son for sexual imagery, which was being used to fund a drug habit. It ended up in the papers because the BBC didn't do anything about it. And everything that's happened to Hugh since has sort of come out of this. Now, the Mirror has interviewed him.
It went into the papers because the BBC did nothing about it. Is that what I just heard right there?
Ended up in the papers.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Just, this is YouTube Premium. Okay. Stop the buffering.
We need to move on to the main story of the day.
Oh my God. Okay, like, we're not pausing it anymore. I'm sorry.
And after the disgraced BBC presenter Hugh Edwards was given a suspended sentence yesterday for receiving, opening and requesting more child abuse images and child rape images, one of his victims has spoken out. Now, this is not someone who was in those particular images that were in the court case. This is the young man whose mother first blew the whistle on Edwards when she went to the BBC and said he was paying her teenage son for sexual imagery, which was being used to fund a drug habit. It ended up in the papers because the BBC didn't do anything about it. And everything that's happened to Hugh since has sort of come out of this. Now, the Mirror has interviewed him about Hugh Edwards' sentence, and here is a clip of what he said.
And I was just in shock, really. But, I was watching him, he's trying to give me shivers down my body. Like I don't know, and he was saying that he wouldn't be able to go to prison and things because of his mental health, and he's been examined, and I thought, it's just a load of rubbish. Shouldn't be allowed to get away with things like this. This was happening just as bad to his wife and his children, just as it is to him, really. This is their reputation too, you know. And I do think about them quite a lot. Actually, it's definitely not fair on them. Definitely, and his wife. I don't even imagine how she must feel. This really shook me to my core, and it's disturbed me, really. It just brings back everything every time I see his face, you know. I just feel for the victims and the people that this is harming.
Now, just in case anyone, one second, this is important, Queenie, right? Just in case anyone's here that was questioning the maid video, that wasn't that guy's real voice, okay? They've hidden his voice to protect his identity, right? Does that make sense? Just in case anyone had questioned the maid video and, you know, the protecting of voices, I'm just stipulating you just witnessed it there. So go make sure you tell the underage drug addict boy that he needs to show his real voice. Feel free. I'll supply you with a link. Just pointing out some hypocrisy. Just saying. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. 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 It's been interesting. It's been real interesting. But how wild is that? I mean, I think his reaction is completely fair. I think it's often we don't talk about the impact that these monsters have on the innocent people from their side, you know, the wives, the children, the families, all of this, who 99.99% of the time have no clue anything is going on. And, you know, it's you know, a touchy subject where, you know, bringing in the offender's family and things like this and you know, giving thought for them. But I think it's something that not enough people put some thought into. Because there is a lot of people on both sides that are destroyed by these PDF files. You know what I'm saying?
I think children are like
germ factory.
I can't even find a word that how they see children, because I don't think of children like that, so I can't even find a word in my vocabulary what they're thinking about children, why they want to harm them, why they want to. The other day, I'm not straying from the point. I received a video from a friend in Jamaica. There's two little boys, they're fighting. And I'm telling you, I couldn't watch the video. I delete when I saw what it was, I quickly deleted it. Okay. And it breaks my heart to see two little kids fighting. So imagine knowing that you've got like a 7-year-old and someone is abusing them, and that person is allowed to walk free, that person is allowed to collect TV license money. And go around living their best lives, while this child, we don't even know what's happening, what happened to those kids in the video. I don't know if they even know where they are. We don't even know what's, oh God, thinking of, oh God.
Yeah, it's, I watched
that. But these people protect themselves, Ron. So oh, I know. there's a cabal of them, and they have to protect each other. And the sooner we realize that there is a different, there's a line to stuff, is the better for us. And we stop fighting against each other and see that there's few people who we need to,
I remember seeing an interview from a psychiatrist who used to interview these offenders once they'd been caught, and they went on to say that many of them don't see children as human beings. They see them as objects, and there's this disconnection between normal compassion and how you see the innocence of a child, which is completely not present in one demographic of these PDF files mindsets. And those are usually the ones where the most horrific crimes are committed, right? And I mean, I could go on and on about subsections of people. Like, I've spoken to women whose ambition it is to find a PDF file husband so they can have babies and then share their kid around other PDF files.
What? Like
that is the exact reaction, Queenie. Exactly. And that is a genuine community of women. They're out there.
That wouldn't even cross my thought to even think. That's sick.
But of course it wouldn't cross your mind. Okay, because you've got to understand, it's like, because it's children, right? And it's the most innocent thing and the thing that has to be protected at all costs, right? When you hear things like that, your brain reacts in the same way as it does when your hand's over a candle and the flame gets too hot and it pulls your hand away because it doesn't want to be part of this anymore, okay? And that's usually when people walk away. Like, if we were in a party just now and I was talking to you about that, you know, and you reacted like that and someone else started talking, 9 times out of 10 you're going to turn away and walk away and be like, fucking hell, I'm glad I'm out of that conversation. And that's your hand being pulled away. But the fact of the matter is, I could sit here and talk for the next 4 hours about subcategories of these people, okay? All the way from the twisted individuals that think kids can consent and who love it and it's an incredible experience, right the way through the ones that want to take hammers to kids' fingers. And if you look at a pie, you guys can probably make a couple of slices in that pie and explain the mindset of a PDF file.
I could probably
hit you with 25 slices.
Wow.
And do you know what's even worse? There's places where they all argue with each other, right? So you've got one type of PDF file who thinks their type of PDFing is the purest PDFing. But then another group,
oh my God,
their group of PDFing. So you've got two PDF file groups actively trying to take each other down because they think the other one are monsters.
Oh my God.
Make that make sense. Do you know what I'm saying? Honestly, the things that I've read are... honest to God, the things I have read.
I side-eye any persons, people who are in certain position and could let this person go without even some jail time. I am sus. That person is on my list. I love it
when you say you're sus. Right? It's too good.
No. No, Ron.
Like, you're so strongly spoken, but yet when you say sus, it's like the understatement of the year, right? Whenever you say you're sus, it's like the most massive conspiratorial point that you're sus about. I love it. But you're right.
No, it's the truth, Ron. There's no way you can be a human and don't have a little bit of compassion for, I don't know the level, I hear the level A or whatever. And to know, I heard 7-year-old, oh my goodness.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't know if it's because
you want to get real. Okay, so compassion, right? And now listen, we're having a discussion here, right? And it's important that we understand, because when you say compassion, you don't understand how these people are human. Where are their compassion? Compassion is a cultural thing, right? Compassion is something you are shown. Compassion is something you are taught. Okay, not necessarily something you are born with. And some people don't understand basic human reactions or emotions the way that other people do. So, for example, I would have no problem standing up in the middle of a restaurant and shouting something completely embarrassing and sitting down again. It would have zero impact on me. I could understand the concept of being embarrassed, right? But it wouldn't affect me as other people would. So maybe, right, in these individuals, there's something really wrong in their wiring, okay, that breaks. But here's the thing. Maybe you could have a lack of empathy in, like, or the lack of, what was the word you used, Queenie, sorry? Compassion.
Compassion.
Right? Maybe you could have a lack of compassion, but you have no preordained fascination with children, right? And then you have a normal life. But maybe when you have that lack of compassion and you have that want for children within the same person, that's when we see this perfect storm of uncontrollable abuser, do you think, possibly?
No, Ron, I can't accept that explanation. Reason for that is, for example, you've got a household of 7 children.
I'm just saying in some cases, by the way. I'm not saying in all cases.
I understand, but this is where I'm saying you've got a household with 7 children, and they all equally have the same upbringing, and then you've got like 1 or 2 off the rail, and they all have the same training. They were taught to do the right, but there is, I think everyone was born with certain things. People just don't want to adapt it, or I don't know.
I think you're right, but it's kind of like the same argument when someone dies at 40 who has never smoked or drank and runs every morning and is the peak of fitness, but dies at 50. But then some guy who drinks and smoke every day lives to 95. It's one of those unique characteristics of making you a person. But I do enjoy, Queenie, the if you have 4 kids, right? And they're all raised the same, but one of them turns out to be a serial killer. One of them turns out to be evil, nasty seed, shall we say. Pick whatever title you want.
That's the reason why I'm saying it's not a cultural thing. I don't think it's, I think it's innate because, and I'm someone says I'm wrapped in cotton wool. No, I'm not. I don't know. When it comes to children, and so I find it so hard to even comprehend that someone could harm a child. Smacking a kid if they're out of line is a bit different. Smacking, like, you know, don't do this, but not harming them.
I hate to break it to you. It's time to accept it, okay? Because I've not even told you the really upsetting stuff.
Okay? Please don't tell me, Ron.
it's really, I get it, but for me, it's a dangerous mindset. For people
I understand. You know, certain movies I don't watch certain things I don't look on because I literally cannot watch stuff like, you know, no.
I get that. No. I get that. I get what you mean. And, you know, for me, my entire research has been spent reading pages and pages and pages and pages of text because, you know, I'm certainly not going to be exposing myself to any of the abuse material. That's for damn sure. So my Tor browser was set up on the dark web so that it only displayed text. It wouldn't display images or videos or anything like that. So obviously, if you want a website that just has abuse material, there's nothing to see because everything's removed because it's all pictures and videos. But if you go to a forum or a you know, like a Facebook page where everyone's in open discussion, that's where I remember going on a forum that was so notorious for being real with the level of dangerous people that populated it, and it would change location every 6 months, and I've got pages of the content copied and pasted from when I done a documentary, and there's a whole section on how to be a murder tourist, right? Where you want to go to, say, Ghana, right? And just go out into the wilderness and have three people tied to a tree waiting for you, right? Or, like, go out to somewhere in Asia and know how to silently identify yourself to the family of the young person you're there to abuse. And then they go on, right? They talk about stuff that you just wouldn't talk about unless you were serious, right? About, you know, the level of DNA that can be left as trace elements on the sticky side of duct tape if you're taking a hostage. What? See what I'm saying? Like, it's wild. And these people were all real. Like, there was real killers. There was real monsters that lurked on that website. And it was wild. Didn't stop me from making a massive post saying, hey, I'm doing a documentary. I want to talk to all you psychopaths. Because, I mean, that's what I did.
Do you think most of these people were created this way, Ron? Meaning, like, maybe if they're in a certain... if they go to, like, a certain school, they're in a certain religion, or, you know, I don't know if they were abused themselves, or, and I don't know.
Jimmy, let me explain that. So I used to find the clubhouses, shall we say, the website forums of horrible bastards that used to move children from one place to another, or families that abused their kids, but it all circulated around these websites, Jimmy. Now, when you've got a website, you've got a founder, and that is usually where the money's going, right? And it's they're like cartels. So you've got the surface websites, the YouTube channels, then the dark web pages, then the recruitment forums, then the pay for content begins at that stage, if you see what I mean. And I couldn't believe what was going on, like what was actually taking place. And I exposed a lot of it, bro. We got some pretty good results as well. Took on Snapchat, took on social media apps, took on actors, took on YouTubers, took on cartels and organized crime. I have nay problems when it comes to keeping kids safe. Oh man, it is so a full-time business for them. You've no idea. But luckily, I mean, I estimate we cost them tens of millions of euros. Like tens of millions. Tens of millions. Took down thousands of sites. And saved a bunch of kids in the Ukraine with some help of some very, very smart people. It takes a big team of people. I'm just the guy, right, who can spot a problem, and then there's a big team that comes together with their own little skill sets that go in and do their little set of the chain. And then when we're done, we have this strong, strong chain to pull and take them down. And we've done it a bunch of times. But
hold on.
Dude, You've got to do it in a way, Jimmy, that is one, legal and not traumatizing. So when I started doing this full time, I invited Police Scotland to my home to inspect my computer, to show them how I would go on the dark web with a visual timestamp. So let's say, for example, I went on to a site that was a honey trap site for the government to try and trap PDF files. And my IP hung on it, right? And then detective turned up at my door and said, we know you were on this site. I could pull up a video with the time, the date that corresponds to when the IP was to appear. And it would show there was no images or videos. Not that they could get my IP anyway, but it's good for them to think they could. And they had a standing invitation to come to my home anytime and look at my investigation. And I used to just supply, effectively, just imagine a manila envelope full of files being dropped off. That's how I used to work. Anything that needed to go beyond online reporting for takedowns, any databasing, any real world names or anything like that, we would go direct to Interpol and they would distribute it to the right place or contact the local police of the country of origin of the crime. And like I say, there was a bunch of us involved. But now I get more excited about mentally torturing these people. Anyway, sorry, who was trying to say something there before I went off in a 10-minute?
No, I was going to ask, like this young man that was speaking out, can he not bring charges to that man now? Is that a possibility?
Are we talking about the guy that sold the material? Who are we talking about?
Yeah, the guy was talking about Hugh Edward, who says he can't believe he didn't get time. So I'm saying, can he not bring charges to him now? Like, go and report him.
Hugh Edwards?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't understand what your question is, Queen.
She's talking about the person that sold the stuff to Hugh Edwards.
Yeah, he got 12 months.
No, he didn't get any time. He's free.
Hugh Edwards is free. The guy that sold it to Hugh Edwards got 12 months.
Yeah, he got a year.
Yeah, but what? Okay. The person who is speaking, that's the one whose mom reported it to the... Yep. So I'm saying, why he doesn't go and file charges against him?
Oh, okay. Because she took it to the papers.
The mom took it. He wasn't the one who did that. That's the mom.
I understand that, but if he's a child, he can't. I mean,
yeah, but he didn't consent to that. He's grown now. He's like 18 or whatever. Can't he?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Back to the time that the event happened. They can't charge him now because he's an adult, or use it now because he's an adult. They go back to when the occurrence or the offense happens. That's or whatever. And if he was underage, they can't do it.
But it's something, okay, if they're going to, okay, this is where it's a sticky subject now for me. Because if they're going to use that he was upset and the reason why he's doing all of this because he didn't get into the right university, he felt like this person, no, can't they use that this is traumatizing for me, my mental isn't well, and I need some justice. Why can't it work both ways?
So, yes, you would think so, but it doesn't always work that way with the law.
Do you think? Right, we just had a public case where Hugh Edwards had Category A images and videos, and he got away with no sentence. Do you think that same judicial system gives a rat's ass about a teenage drug addict selling his images for money? This is the problem. Of course they should. But do you really think they give a rat's ass? No one, of course they don't give a rat's ass, especially since they went to the papers, especially since there's an addiction side to it all. Like, if anything, it probably would have lessened his sentence. He might have got a 3 months extended sentence if they'd included that case. That's how messed up it is.
Wow.
Britain.
Freaking weird. Yeah. Not fit for purpose.
Here they'll give you up to 2 years per image on your device. And
dude,
if you're transmitting images,
a guy from the BBC banged a bunch of dogs and got 10 years. Okay. Okay. Oh. No, I'm not saying I'm not saying people should be running around banging dogs, but in the scale of R-ing a kid, right, and filming it for a profit, right, and banging a dog,
you would think the child's, you know,
thank you, yes,
would stand people, a hair above a dog.
Why, if somebody allegedly hacks in to a government server and they get 20 years in jail, right, but the same guy, right, diddles a kid and they can get 6 years, 4 years, 5 years,
no time,
or a suspended sentence. You know what I'm saying?
It's... Yeah, no time at all. This gets me to the core, because it's like, you know, the intent is there, whether he physically had any relations with him or if it was just images, the intent, the mentality is still there. It's just the opportunity hadn't arisen where he physically was able to get into that type of relationship with that person. Yeah. So if the intent's there, you know, if you have malintent to commit a murder, you know, that's premeditated. So they can still lock you up and you haven't touched a soul. But yet this guy had pictures and he saw no time whatsoever.
Dude,
I don't understand.
Yeah. It's bonkers. So one thing we're going to be looking into this week and next week is Weinstein. Why are Weinstein's charges all being dropped and stuff? Like, how is he becoming more innocent as time, not innocent? How come he is being, how come his charges are getting dropped?
Money.
All right,
money.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for that. Okay,
yep. Nice. Bill Cosby, like, same way, dude. Bill Cosby's home, you know?
I can't believe
Bill
Cosby is home.
Yes, sir.
Like, I'm just saying, man. Bill Cosby.
That's all the same pool of friends, you know what I mean? That's why you still haven't heard that big of a deal over the Epstein list is being, you know, it's there, but nothing's going on with any of the people with it.
How come, I mean, another thing as well, how come there has been two assassination attempts on Trump this year, and it's just we get one day's coverage of it, and then no one talks about it? I don't get it.
Because they want to get rid of him.
Yeah, I'd be getting me one of those Pope cars, man. I'm telling you now, I would be Pope card up. I'd be Pope card from the front door to the Starbucks. I'd be Pope carring it everywhere, man, or a big hamster bowl.
You'd be the plexiglass man.
Yeah. I'm telling you, bro.
And the weirdest thing is, he's not gonna hide from them. That's the weirdest thing.
Saddam Hussein done many terrible things, okay? But the one thing that guy got right was just making body doubles of himself, okay? Because he knew. He knew that that day trip to Asda to get the new Shrek DVD was too risky for him, okay? He has to send out the body double, okay? When he knows Shrek 2 comes out. And I'm telling you, I'm just saying, I'm all right with the AI 3D holographic projection of Trump. I'm just saying it now. If you get two attempts at your life in 6 months, hologram. I'm just saying, I'm okay with that.
6 months, Ron? It's not even 2 months good.
Yeah, I know, but we've got to try and give him some hope, Queenie. We can't say two attempts in 8 weeks, all right? We just can't do that.
Yeah, for some reason, the second one just didn't seem like a complete attempt. It sounds like somebody was trying to scare him, but I don't think. I mean, somebody with an AK-47 with a 30-round magazine that didn't get anywhere near him, and they didn't kill him. But yet the other guy, they plucked him off of a roof at 150 yards. Something just doesn't seem right there. Where the whole thing just doesn't make
exactly
sense.
Exactly. Oh, somebody didn't die. Something isn't right about that. It's just everything was too coordinated. Someone took pictures of the license plate.
This guy, they should have chopped him to pieces, especially since it's already occurred.
Yeah.
I demand that there wouldn't be a soul anywhere near him for miles, and this guy's shooting through a bunch of bushes that threw a fence. I mean, come on, guys. You know, right. And it's crazy.
Since it's been such a depressing show.
Well, I looked at it two ways. That the first way I saw it, and the second way, try and get him alive so you can interrogate him to get as much as possible from him.
That's smart.
So
do you not think that the second attempt, the amount of suspiciousness around the guy, CIA handlers, Twitter accounts, chefs associated with the royals. Like, is there's a lot. In fact, do you know what? We need to go over that guy, because there is a lot of incredibly suspicious narratives.
Yeah, really, I've got a few photos of him with even the chef who is.
Also, I've got a theory about CIA agents who are picked, who have massive facial features, massive jaws, big noses, squint chins, almost like if you wanted to have a lot more bone to work with, if you had to change someone's appearance.
Yep.
Like if you gained 60 pounds and had a little bit of face work, no one would ever recognize you. In fact, let me just hang on a second. No one would recognize you. You know what I mean?
My God. To be very honest, Trump is not going to hide away, but I think the next attempt will be Ariel.
The mermaid. Oh, you mean attack from the sky?
Yeah.
With you. The doggos are on the screen because I'm too sick of the depressing world. So we're looking at dogs and living their happy little lives while we talk about the depressive state of the world. That's why the doggos are there. You know what I'm saying? That's why they're there. No other reason than to just balance out the horribleness of the world with this little guy. Look at that face. Look at that guy. Sorry, Queenie, on you go.
I don't know. I'm just thinking that he needs to get someone. He needs a food. Someone to taste his food. He needs... Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
You think someone else should be cooking for him? Is that what you're saying? That motherfucker is going to be living on ramen. Okay? Ramen.
No, that's what I'm saying. When the food not even your own chef you can't trust. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah.
It's a spicy meatball.
Yeah.
So, listen, my energy is about at 2% today. My eye is a mess. Look at this. This is how I feel. This is how I feel on the inside. This guy.
My God, Ron.
Oh, that's how my eye... That dog is how my eye is, right? Imagine this dog is this eye. This is the level of shit every day. That is it. All I want it to do is shut up and do what the other eye's doing. There it is, just acting like a belly. So,
oh, my goodness. Ron is crazy.
Ron, look up the name Sonny Emilio and look at this dog and listen to this guy. It's the word Sonny and then Emilio. Emilio. You've got to watch him.
Is this Sean Atwood Chanwood? Oh my God, yeah, it is. Oh, hell yeah. Okay. Here's me asking, is this a Sean Atwood friendly channel? And I end up with this. Hello, Sonny Emilio. Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude, he is hilarious. He talks.
God.
What are you saying? What is he saying?
This is, I would watch this all day. This to me is top tier. There is no content better than talking dog content.
Now he's got a and Facebook page saying, too.
They are abominations of nature. They're a result of horrendous inbreeding. But my God, they're adorable.
Yeah, I think they're the best uses of a mistaken.
See, if you have to buy a machine, right, that your dog goes into in order for your dog to get around, there's a possibility there's something wrong with its coding.
Roller for your pet. Long walks. After a long day, it allows your dog to rest when they get tired.
No. Embarrassing. No. Walk. Yes. No. At best.
You ought to see him in the train station when they take him to the train station and people get talking to him on the train.
Yeah, too right, mate. Like, but honestly, if I had the right amount of, like, smokable herb and I was on a bus and one of these was screaming like that, I think I would become a very much a cliche of a human being. I think I would be belly laughing, crying my eyes out. I can't deal with funny noises like that. Like it's too much for my brain. Also, if this was my dog, Dan would have got sick of me talking to the dog within about a week. This would be my life 24/7. Okay. Is that a gold chain? All right, listen, we've all had a bit of a smile and a laugh now, and that's what we need to end on. So Shane, I hope you're feeling better today. Queenie, thank you for being here. You've already gone, your phone's melting, I imagine. Everyone in the side chat, the mods, all of you guys, thanks for being here each day. Sadly, John Wedger decided to get himself a cheap flight to Barcelona last night after the show. So he isn't here. So, you know, he was away on a mission, so I don't know if this is now his decompressing time, where he's going to go have a few cocktails, sit by the pool, dip his little tootsies in the water, sit back as the sun beams down from the heavens and his god smiles upon one of his many warriors. He basks in the glory of his work. I think that's a good one. I think that was good. All right.
He and Sonny Emilio.
Oh, I'm telling you now, right? I wouldn't be surprised if secretly John Wedger had a little dog like this that was the center of all of his information. Secretly, John Wedger gets his information from a French bulldog that only speaks to John, right?
That is crazy. Oh, my goodness. Well, everybody had a good day. It's
too good. Right, anyway, listen, Sonny Emilio, big shout out to that little guy. He is adorable. I love dogs with tiny legs like this. Like, where are your legs? Where's your leg, mate?
It's like all that body and like 3 inches of legs.
Like I've got more thumb than he has leg. I love it. Okay, listen. Everyone have a great day. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Shane. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, everyone. I will see you all in the next one. And much love, everybody. Peace.